Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for your patience. I mean, the chairs of the eight counties of Western New York spent a tremendous amount of time today interviewing and screening candidates for the 27th Congressional District. We've been at it for about 7 hours, much longer than I think people anticipated this process, but it's a very serious decision. Ultimately, you know, under the election law, it is county chairs that have to cast the weighted vote based on the last congressional election within the boundaries of this district. That process is now complete, pending Governor Cuomo calling the special election, which he will do anytime according to his stipulation from the judge between February 9th and 19th. That paperwork will be filed. But it's the decision of the county chairs today to endorse State Senator Chris Jacobs for the 27th Congressional District. And there were many talented people that sought the nomination of the party at this time. You know, this is obviously an important time in our history. We need a steady hand at the wheel. We need a voice to return from Western New York to Congress. We've been without a voice for all this time, and not having someone there to vote, you know, the voice of this district when the question of impeachment of the president was on the line. Those unfortunate circumstances are in the past. We look forward. While, you know, ultimately there was a very difficult decision before the eight counties, county chairs, each county chair cast the votes. I cast no votes, but they cast the votes to endorse Mr. Jacobs. It was, while there was strong support for two of the candidates, ultimately Mr. Jacobs had more votes. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Carl Simmons, if you got anything to say, as Erie County Chairman.
We're just happy to have Chris as our candidate in this special election. Chris is a proven leader. He's a proven winner. He's going to serve the constituents well in New York 27. He's going to serve with dignity, and he's going to serve with honor. And he's the best candidate we have to take on this job right now. Thank you.
Comments from Bill Napier, Chairman of the Monroe County GOP.
No, I'd like to echo those sentiments that we were blessed by an abundance of good qualified candidates and choices. And after working at this hard throughout the day, I'm pleased that we've chosen the best candidate to go forward to run in the New York 27th.
Tricia Turner from the Ontario County Republican Committee.
In this process, one thing is for sure, that we know that we have to be unified on this. Our counties all have to come together, and this is an important election. And although we may have had some differences of who we thought would be that candidate, we are all very united that we all have to get behind this candidate of Chris Jacobs and take that fight to Nate McMurray.
So Ellen Grant from the Wyoming County
I just want to thank all of the Wyoming County committee members, as well as residents and fellow voters in our county, for their input. It helped with the decision-making process, and I know that they will be getting behind this candidate and make sure that we return a strong Republican voice to this seat in Washington. Thank you.
John Power, Livingston County Chair.
At this time, I would like to thank all of the candidates who came forward and worked very hard for the last 8 to 9 months. And they worked very hard and were all over. It came down to a decision that ultimately we had to make today, and we made the decision. And now we'll go forward.
Richard Siebert, the Genesee County Chair.
I would just like to say it's just a disappointment that the 27th District has not had representation, especially what's been going on in Washington. That will be alleviated, hopefully, on the 28th of April when we have a chance to get our candidate elected and get represented in this district again.
Rich Andres, Niagara County Chairman.
Yes, I would like to thank all the outstanding candidates that came forward to present their case to, as to why they should represent the district. Certainly any one of them would represent the district with honor and integrity and do a great job. I want to wish Mr. Jacobs well. I think he'll certainly carry the banner very well and for this district, and the hard work is yet to come.
Skip Draper, the Orleans
County. As our state chair indicated, we went through a long process, and that's finished, and everyone is behind our candidate. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions anyone has at this point?
Is this a unanimous choice?
Well, it was the original ballot was not a unanimous choice. There were multiple candidates that had strong support.
I assume they were Messrs. Jacobs and Martin.
That is correct. Had very strong support in that process, and you know, Mr. Jacobs had the subsequent votes to be the nominee of the Republican Party. But there is unity with the chairs. People will stand together with the decision. It was something that the deliberations took 7 hours to interview five candidates. It's a very serious process, and this is the culmination of basically 9 months of these candidates campaigning across the eight counties of the 27th congressional district.
So when it was all said and done, was it a unanimous vote, though? Did the committee cast a unanimous vote?
It was finished on one ballot. And the hope in the agreement of all the chairs is that we will work in united front to support our nominee for the party, Chris Jacobs.
Stefan Mahaiwu came out, and he was very animated. He seemed very aggravated at the process. He brought your wife into the equation. Your thoughts on the process? I know it's been brought up by him and others.
Well, I mean, Stefan has really had a hard time gaining support in this process. Stefan certainly came in loaded for bear, a very unorthodox campaign he's decided to take on, really, when you look from the moment he declared he was all in back when Chris Collins was first indicted. I think it's a shame how he's conducted himself in some of these discussions. I'm not going to, you know, go down the road of the mudslinging that he's looking to do, but these chairs here spent dozens and dozens and dozens of hours considering candidacies. They worked very hard. They took their charge to keep very seriously. They cast their own votes, and I didn't ask a single soul in this room to support a particular candidate. It's a wide two media market district, and you know, sometimes candidates don't get what they want, so then they attack the process. This is the process that's established by New York State election law. You're familiar with it because you've been through it before. Bob's familiar with it because he's covered it plenty of times before. Unfortunately, in this district, we've covered it far too many times. We've had to fill this district in unorthodox circumstances. None of the chairs chose to be here today because they wanted to. We all were of the belief that there'd be a congressman that wouldn't seek re-election, there'd be an open primary process. And in that case, I think everyone was comfortable for letting it go to a primary. Election law dictates that the party designate a candidate for a special election, and that's precisely what's been done here today. So when candidates don't get their own way, sometimes they attack the process. I think that's what we have here. It's certainly very petty.
Do you anticipate a lively primary in June?
Well, I think first things first is we have a special election on April 28th, and we need to unite Republicans across Western New York around a proven vote getter, someone that has performed time and again in stellar fashion at the ballot box, Chris Jacobs, whether it was winning, you know, two elections in 2-1 Erie County, 2-1 Democrat Erie County to become county clerk, or to win in a very difficult 3-1 state Senate district to help preserve the Senate Republican majority. Chris has delivered time and again at the ballot box. A poll was released last fall by Barry Zeplowitz independently that showed that Chris Jacobs had the strongest favorability of in name awareness of any of the candidates looking to challenge Chris Collins for the nomination of the party. Ultimately, his candidacy has prevailed. He earned the votes of the county chairs that are a majority of the county chairs that are here, and we move forward. We move forward united because the Republicans will be united, supporting our president, supporting our nominee for Congress, and working hard to make sure that we restore a Republican voice to this district.
Did the White House reach out to the party and ask that Mr. Freeland be involved in the process?
I mean, Jeff Freeland is a friend of mine for 20 years. almost. And he ultimately decided yesterday that he wanted to come in and interview for the position. He dabbled with the idea in 2018 when we thought there'd be a short order vacancy. He's been very occupied with the impeachment process. Ultimately, he has a stellar resume. He's someone that has unlimited political potential going forward. And I hope he finds his way back to Western New York when he's done serving our president. But it was not meant to be for the special election here today Jeffrey for the nomination, but he's been in the he didn't formally get in the race, but he came here on about 12 hours notice, so it was he was a little late to the dance in that respect.
Was there any efforts by the White House to promote his? We've been hearing Mick Mulvaney's name mentioned.
He's certainly very popular with his colleagues, and some of them spoke. I didn't receive any sort of overtures myself, but some of the county chairs talked to some folks.
Mick Mulvaney.
I believe that was the case. You can speak to anyone here. I didn't get.
Call them up in a voice message, Bob. Text.
Okay. So Jeffrey is very popular with his colleagues. He certainly, like I said, he has unlimited political potential. He is well on his way to a great career ahead, and we're going to hear a lot more in the future from Jeff Freeland.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.